Thank you for calling our Star Fiber. My name is Franmi. May I also have the pleasure to speak with?
Hi, my name is Paulette Freundorfer.
Hi, good morning, Paulette. How are you today?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. And how may I help you today?
Well, I would like to sign up for your service.
Oh, great. Yes, I'll be more than happy to assist you signing up for service today. Can I have your address, please, so I can look it up in the system?
Sure. 164 Wrentham Street, Wrentham Street, Kingston, New York.
12401, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Let me plug
this
in.
I need to, whenever we're doing this, if you could explain the whole thing, how it will be done, if you contact Spectrum or I do, all that stuff.
Okay. I can definitely explain to you more about the service. Our staff fiber will, once we we sign you up for service, I'll do an I'll schedule an installation appointment, we actually tell our new customers to please wait until our staff fiber has done their installation to cancel with the provider. So you will be calling Spectrum once our service are installed and letting them know that that you will be disconnecting with them. But we want you to make sure, we want to make sure that our servers are already there so you won't lose connection.
Yes, that makes sense. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So a little bit about our service. It's all the system, the equipment is included. It's a two-year price guarantee. There's no contract. There's no early termination fees. There's no taxes or fees added to the quote that you get today. And
okay.
The installation is free right now.
Okay. So is it the $69.99 a month with the automatic bill?
Yes.
Okay.
With the automatic, with your checking or savings account, yes. So if you decide to do a card, like a credit card or a debit card, the discount will only be
$5. Okay. I understand.
Yes. Okay. So let me take a look at the address. 164... Okay, perfect. Yes, your address has been in service as of the end of August, so this is good. And
I'm
you'll
not
be,
sure what that means. Does that just mean that I called before?
It means that your address will be, like, once we're done with the service, I'll be able to schedule an appointment. If your in service date, like it's in the future, but we will have to wait for that date to schedule the appointment.
Okay.
It just means that we still working to get the fiber there.
If
it's a future date.
It's not on the street yet. Is that what you mean?
Oh, it is on yours. It has been there since the end of August, so you're good.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So you would like the 1 gig speed for the $69.99, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Do you know if you will need any extenders for the house?
What would that entail? I mean, something for other parts of the house, you mean? Or
If your house is larger than 1,000 square feet, we do recommend at least one extender to help. It's like a little device that you put in another room, like at least two rooms from the router, so it can help you spread the speed of the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
The house is 1,100 square feet.
Okay. Let me take a look. So I know that right now they have a promotion that the first one is free, so I can add one for you so they can.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I only have... I understand what you're saying, but I don't have computers in any other room except the one, and that's where the router is also located. I'm not sure if that makes any difference about needing an extender.
Okay, so most likely, if you don't have one, most likely you will need the speed will be strong enough to spread throughout the house.
Okay, with the extender or without it?
Without the extenders.
Fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. And we also provide phone services. Is that something that you'd be interested in today?
If you could give me the information about the cost, yes.
Yes. For the landline, it is $24.99 added to the bill, added to the $69.99 a month.
Okay. All right. And is that just a limited time cost, or is it?
That is also it's included in the 2-year price.
Oh, it's 2 years at that price. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then it could go up after that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to do that.
Okay, perfect. Would you like to keep your current phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And can I have that phone number, please?
Oh, sure. 845-331-8665.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just going to confirm. It's 845-331-8665.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So, would you need any telephone jack installed at your location? I'm guessing that if you have a phone right now, you have the phone jacks.
So I'll need your phone jack. Is that I'll need to change that?
No, if you have one, usually you have it already and on your wall.
Mm-hmm.
We can
yes,
connect it to it.
Mm-hmm.
We can connect ours to the current
yours.
One.
Okay, so I need yours, correct?
Okay, so you at this moment you have a phone, a landline, but you don't have a because I know a Spectrum sometimes have their phone jack connected to the router.
Oh, hold on 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. That is connected to the router.
Okay. So if our staff fiber needs to install a phone jack for you, they have a one-time fee of $49.99.
Well, I guess I don't have much. If I'm ending with Spectrum, I would have to do that. Okay.
Okay. So I don't know if you... before you had Spectrum, most likely if you had a landline, you probably had one. You have one probably somewhere in your house.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm getting another call on my cell phone. Can I have you hold on?
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm so sorry to hold you up. I'm having some construction done on my house this morning, and they were calling me about that.
It's okay. No worries. Yeah, I can wait for you a lot, as long as you need to. Don't worry.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I'm all done with them, though.
Oh, okay.
Now, talking about the phone jack, right?
Yes. So you don't know if you have one in your house anywhere, maybe in your kitchen, one of the rooms?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yes, I do have I have one in my bedroom. So I have more than one, but I don't use any other one except the main phone and then that one jack in my bedroom. That's all I use.
Okay. That's fine. So that also we will have we can connect our line to your to the ones that you already have.
Okay.
That way you don't have to pay that fee.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I don't have to pay the $49.99.
Correct. If they are able to use that, the ones that you already have, they you don't have to pay that $49.99 price.
I'll find out when they get here if they can use it, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Okay.
All right. And would you like any additional phone lines for your house?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right. We're going to
So continue. If I can just go over with you. Okay, so you will give me the date that they will be installing it, changing the wires outside, correct?
Yes. So we would, at the end of, when we're done with the registration, it will give me the calendar, and we'll schedule your appointment. Then a few days before your actual appointment, you might see them in your area, in your around your house. They'll be doing the outside installation. You don't need to be home for that part of the installation. They might just give you a call and tell you, hey, we're going to be around to do the outside part of the installation.
Okay. And then after that, I know I'll call Spectrum and cancel that. And then they will make another appointment to come inside the house, correct?
So you will call Spectrum once we go inside your house and connect everything.
Okay. When everything's done, I call them. Once.
Correct.
Okay, that's good. Okay, great. And will they set up an appointment then with me to come into the house?
Yes, I will do that once we're done. We're almost done with the registration.
Okay.
Okay, so just want to confirm that the address of service is going to be 164 Redham Street in Kingston, New York, 12401 is the zip code. And do you own or rent this property?
Own.
Okay, perfect. We just asked that question because if it's a rental, we would need to contact the landlord and get their approval, but you are the owner, so this is great.
Yes.
Do you know if currently the utilities come into your house through the poles or on the ground?
I think the poles.
The poles, okay.
That's where all the wires are coming from, so.
Okay, so most likely that's how the installation is going to be done. They're going to connect you through the poles, from the poles to your house.
Okay.
To this for the service, yes. Is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're going to, this is going to be under your name. First name is Paulette.
Yes.
Okay, is it Paulette?
Yes.
Thank you. And can you spell your last name for me, please?
Sure, it's F as in Frank, R-E. UNDOR, F as in Frank, ER.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't want to mispronounce
okay.
it.
You know, the first syllable rhymes with the word coin, so it's Freundorfer.
Freundorfer. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, thank you so much. All
sure.
right. And do you have an email?
I have to do this constantly. You don't know.
I get it. My first name is different too, so I always have to spell it.
Yes, I didn't really understand it. Can you tell me your name again?
Yes, it's Franmi. It's F as in Frank, R-A-N-M-I. It's like saying Frank, but with the M-I instead of the K.
Okay, Franmi.
Yes.
Okay, it's very pretty. Very
yeah,
pretty.
Thank you so much. My parents wanted to be unique and unite their names.
So.
All right. Do you have an email address that I can you can provide
yes.
me?
Sure. It's this my name, Paulette Freundorfer, all lowercase letters, nothing separating the two names, at gmail.com.
Okay. FreundorFe.
And then R at the end. FER.
ER. Okay. Mm-hmm. At gmail.com. Okay. And what would be the best phone number to contact you?
This, you know what? I'll give you my cell also. This one I would prefer the landline, but I'll give you the cell too in case I'm not home or something. It's 845-389-8306.
845-389-8306.
Yes.
Okay, and you said that you're. I'm going to put the house as the primary, the 845-331-8665.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So how may we contact you? What would be the best way to contact you, through phone, email, or text?
Text probably would be good.
Okay. Text messages. Okay, so our staff Fiverr, we can notify our customers via text messages with important information like install appointments, update about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We would not send you any advertisement or your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose.
I do not want that. Thank you very much.
Okay. You can also choose to update at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call instead. Message and data rate may apply. Is that okay?
Well, I'll just be using the text, so you wouldn't be sending me emails, right?
No.
Okay, then that sounds like that's all set then.
Sounds good. Okay. We'll move on. We're moving on quite a long. All right. So as part of our order process, we will need to run a self-credit check to determine if a deposit is required.
No, you go ahead. I'll be quiet and listen.
It's okay. This will not affect your credit score. We would just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a deposit of $50 prior to installation. You can
Be if I have a low credit rating?
It would just say if you need to pay a deposit or not. It would not give us a report. It would just say good or bad, like actually kind of.
But that's based on my credit score, right?
It's not going to affect your credit score. No, they just want to do an overview.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Fronda. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. So they're just looking to see an overview of your payment history, kind of.
Fine. Okay. And I know that that's connected with the credit score. I just wanted to make sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, my credit score is very, very good, so I won't probably have to pay anything.
Okay, that's great. And for this part, I'm going to plug in your information, your address, and I already have that. And we also are going to need your Social Security number. Is that something that you'll be okay?
Why do you need it?
To run the self-credit check.
Fine. Okay, then it's...
Okay, one moment.
Sure. I'm sorry. No, I'm going too fast.
It's okay. Let me just put in your street and from your name.
Sure. You let me know when you're ready.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So Kingston, New York. 201. Yes, I'm ready for the Social Security number, please.
Okay. It's 203839
think I missed a number at the beginning.
201-38-3937.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure.
Yes, I came back. You don't have to put anything down.
Oh, no. Oh, well, that's quick.
As you see.
Okay.
Exactly as you told me, yes. Okay, I'm just copying the report number and pasting it here. So do you have your account information to do the auto pay and paperless billing today?
Yes. Just 1 second, I'll get that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you need a routing and account number, right?
Yes, if you can provide me the routing number first, please.
Sure. 221-976-243.
Okay, and the account number?
915-364-13.
Okay, thank you. Let me just write your name here. And so the first payment will come out on the same date of your installation date. And then from there on, every month on the same date, that will be your due date. That's when it will come out.
Okay, now if I can ask a favor about that, can you have the installation date be between the 20th and the end of the month?
Yes, let me see what the schedule gives me, and then we'll schedule it. Mm-hmm. We'll schedule it for this.
Okay, that'd be great.
Perfect. All right. So most likely your installation is going to be above ground through the poles because that's how your other utilities are. But in case they do need to do it underground, is there anything that our technicians should know? Any buried wires on the or any septic tanks?
There's no septic tank. However, if this happens within the next week or so, I guess, I'm having all of my sewage pipes replaced. So I have the entire front yard is dug up, and now today they're digging up the street. So I'm not sure if that would interfere. I don't think I have any underground wires, but I guess they would determine that, right?
Yes, they will determine that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that would just be something for them to be aware of, I guess, that this stuff is all being dug up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So they would be mindful of that, but most likely the insulation is going to be above ground and they don't have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So we're almost done. So do you agree to bond by the terms of service as they are posted on our website and may change from time to time, although they will not change for the next 2 years and
Hello,
we will let you know. Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Hello, can you hear me, Paulette?